Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Porterfield. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Lowes. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Lowes. And now, play ball. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Consolo. Francona moves to second. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to second. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser is walked intentionally. Pilarczyk moves to third. Kell moves to second. Rudy Minarsin now pitching. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minarsin fields it and throws to home to get Pilarczyk. Kell moves to third. Bridwesser moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Kell scores. Bridwesser moves to third. Lowes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Orioles. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-0 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Lowe's covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Minarsin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minarsin hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Consolo reaches second base with a double. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowe's hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona is walked intentionally. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Breidwesser hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Rudy Minarsin. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Consolo strikes out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowes is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowes strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Boyd scores. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Orioles. Dick Williams pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. There goes Triandos trying to get to second. Jensen throws the ball into Consolo, who tags Triandos for the out. Two outs. It's 9-0, Orioles. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pilarczyk. The throw from White and he is out, Mock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing left field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Sammy White. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Orioles. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowe's is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Francona reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 11-0, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Bob Chuck Allis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Allis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Consolo hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Allis moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Zofchin now playing first base. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Nelson pinch hits for Al Pilarczyk. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to second. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Breidweiser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 12-0, Orioles. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 0 for 4 in the game. Lowe's is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pyburn now playing center field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.